The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. I don't share a whole lot of personal things on the program because this program, I mean, it has my name. It's called Bob Burney Live, but it's not about me. It is far more about you than it is about me, and it's about evaluating current events from a biblical point of view, biblical worldview. And seriously, it's not about me. I tell you stories on Mondays. I try to tell you what Joy and I did over the weekend with our ministry. But I hope it never becomes about me. But I also want you to know the other side of me, and that is the ministry side. I love doing this daily talk show. I am so grateful for it. I didn't seek it. I didn't apply for it. It came to me. I had almost nothing to do with it. And I realized that this is a gift from God. But the really important part of my life is the ministry that I have with my wife, and it's called Cross Power Ministries. 21 and a half years now, Joy and I have been ministering through this little ministry that we call Cross Power. It's small. It's just Joy and I. We have never felt led of God to form a big organization and start hiring employees. We just never have. We just believe that we're doing what God wants us to do. And we go out almost every weekend and often during the week as well. We do a lot of marriage conferences every year. We do revivals, men's conferences, women's conference. Joy just spoke at a big women's conference last weekend down in southern Ohio. But our real heart is to do what we call a Cross Power weekend. We need 6 hours. Break it up Friday night, Saturday, or do it all on Saturday. We need 5 to 6 hours to do a seminar setting on how to live a victorious Christian life. And the reason I bring this up, 2 weekends ago, we were over in Portland, Indiana. And to be honest, because of COVID, it had been a long time since we had done a Cross Power weekend. We had several of them scheduled, but then COVID came and everything was canceled. Everything was canceled. With this church in Portland, Indiana, called a few months ago and said, hey, we've heard you do these Cross Power weekends. Would you come over? And said, yeah. So we worked out all the details. And weekend before last, we went over Friday night, started on Friday and then on Saturday. Well, the pastor of the church had hip surgery and knee surgery yesterday. And I want to know how he was doing because he's a sweet, sweet man of God. He was in so much pain when we were there. And so I got to talk to him. He's still in the hospital. He's going to be released tomorrow. But I wanted to talk about how he was doing with his surgery. He went on and on and on and on about how the Cross Power weekend had changed his church, the impact that it had on his church. And this is not a small church. Portland, Indiana is a small town, but this is probably I would assume the biggest church in town. And he went on and on and on about how God used the teaching in the Cross Power weekend to impact his church. He said, I don't know of anything we have done in years that has impacted our church, like your weekend with us. Now, here's the reason I bring that up. To brag and boast about Joy and I? Oh, no, 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 no. But that's what a Crosspower weekend does. It revitalizes the church. It changes the church because, not because I do the teaching and Joy shares, no. It's because of the truth of the cross. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." What is the power of God? The presentation of the cross. And to be really honest, most Christians have no clue what the cross means to them after salvation. Now, they know what the cross means before salvation, to the time of salvation, but they have no idea how to apply the principles of the cross to their daily life a year after they got saved, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years after they got saved. How do they daily apply and appropriate principles that will allow them to live in victory? And so in my conversations with this sweet pastor this morning, I was just reminded of how passionate Joy and I are to get out to local churches like yours and to do a Crosspower weekend. You can find out all the details at crosspower.net. That's our website, crosspower.net. Crosspower.net. Find out all the contact information. We don't make a charge. We come on a free will offering. There is no such thing as a church too small. And we would love for you to pray about inviting Crosspower Ministries to your church. Maybe you don't want to do a whole weekend to begin with. We're speaking at a church in Pataskala in a couple of weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. The pastor there says, "I really want to do a weekend, but I want our people to get acquainted with you first. Why don't you come in on Sunday morning? You can get acquainted, and then we will schedule a full Crosspower weekend." Great. Wonderful. We love that. Crosspower.net is the website to contact us. And by the way, there are a lot of resources there. Joy's book, which is powerful. Oh, my goodness, Joy's book. God is using her book so powerfully. A lot of resources there as well. If you want to get on our mailing list, we send out a newsletter at least once a month. And that's, again, you can sign up for the newsletter at crosspower.net. It is rare that I take really any time to talk about our ministry, even though it is so important to us, because, again, that's not what this program is about. But talking to this pastor this morning, I thought we really have to get the word out. We don't have an advertising budget. We don't have slick brochures that we send out to thousands of churches. It's basically word of mouth from one church to another. And every once in a while, very rarely, I talk about it on this program. Today was one of those days. It'll probably be a long time before I do it again. So anyway, crosspower.net. That's our ministry. We would love to come to your local church. All right, let's take a break, and we'll wrap things up. I got so many things. We think we got a crisis on the border now. Did you hear that and I'm quoting, the mother of all caravans is heading towards America? Yeah, I've got that much more when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
You thought the border crisis was bad already? It is being reported first by government officials in Panama. Government officials in Panama have warned the United States that multiple thousands of people are headed towards America. Right now, they are staging in Tapachula, Mexico, which is about 1,500 miles south of the U.S. border. Quote, the massive caravan plans to depart for the U.S. on October 23rd. This is an organized caravan. We saw this, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? And Donald Trump basically said, nope, you're not coming in. And it kind of squashed the whole, but anyway. Organizers are calling this, quote, the mother of all caravans. This is what the organizers are saying. It is estimated. Do you remember the chaos when 14,000 Haitians showed up at our southern border? Remember that? And, you know, when it first happened, everybody was going, Haitian, how did they get there from Haiti? Haiti's an island. How did they get across? Well, they didn't come from Haiti. They were coming from South America. And almost all of the Haitian immigrants had not been in Haiti for at least 10 years. They've been living in Brazil, Colombia, Peru, working, making a living. But they heard, hey, they got a new president of the United States and the border is wide open. And 14 or 15,000 of them came and camped on the border. You remember that? And it was a big crisis. And there was a lot of pushback and a lot of press. And in 2 days, they disappeared. That whole makeshift tent village and all of that. Remember that? In 48 hours, it just disappeared. Where'd all those people go? The U.S. government isn't telling us, but it's obvious where they went. They came into America. Well, that is nothing, evidently, compared to the caravan that will be headed this direction. And again, organizers are estimating that they're going to leave Tapachula, Mexico on August 23rd, 10 days from today. A video posted to Twitter announced the expected migration appeared to state that migrants will leave for the U.S. in a matter of days, quote, with or without documents in hand. It is estimated that this caravan could have 40 to 50,000 people in this caravan. Now, again, we saw what happened when 15,000 showed up and gathered under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. The message is out. The border is open. Y'all come. Now, it's going to take quite a while for multiple thousands of people to travel 1,500 miles through Mexico. And as we've learned from the past, the country of Mexico will be more than happy to help them. They'll provide food and everything on the way, as long as you go into America and you don't stay in Mexico. It is going to be a mess. And sadly, people will die. And by the way, most of these people are Haitians, again, not coming from Haiti. And then this. Did you hear about the video that Vice President Kamala Harris made for NASA? It is a space-themed video to promote the wonders of space. It was titled Get Curious with Vice President Harris. And it was a video of the Vice President of the United States, and again, this is on behalf of NASA, our space agency, to promote space exploration and so on and so forth. It was to be a casual conversation between the Vice President of the United States and some curious children who wanted to know about space. Well, a couple interesting things. Number one, the video company is from Canada. Yeah, they're making it for NASA here. Yeah, it was a Canadian company. And the children involved were paid child actors. There was nothing organic or spontaneous. It was supposed to be a spontaneous discussion between the vice president and some curious children about space. It was absolutely phony. The children were paid children actors. Yeah. This is like, you know, most of the scenes that we're seeing on TV of the president from the White House, it's not in the White House. It's a stage. It's all fake. It's all phony. Oh, and one last thing. The production company, yeah, I already told you they were from Canada. The name of the production company that put the video together, Sinking Ship Productions. Sinking Ship Productions. Productions. How appropriate for a video with the Vice President of the United States. You know, every day you think, can things really get worse with this administration? And then tomorrow we find out, yeah, things can get worse. All right, folks, thank you for joining me. I hope I tell you this often because I mean it. I appreciate you so much. I hope you have a wonderful evening, but please, and I mean this sincerely, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.